Reborn out of disaster, four survivors rose again to form a legion of the world's strangest heroes. Da-da-da-doom Patrol!
Everyone, and welcome once again to the Doom Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Scott Coles, and with me as always
is Murray Fox. And this week we are looking at the last issue of Doom Patrol.
Ever. That's so far, I guess.
Yeah. The last issue for now. I'm sure it'll come back eventually.
Oh,
Yeah. But for now, this is
final
it.
Issue of the current Giffen run.
Yeah. 22. Yes. From when was it from?
July. Well, cover date July of this year, so.
Which is weird because we're not even there yet.
Amazing. So like 3 months ago, I guess, or two months ago or something.
Yeah. Either way, we're here. It's here. And there we go. We get Matthew Clark's last cover. I think that's all he does for this issue, isn't
yeah,
it?
Most yeah, it's yeah. Randall, I think.
It is, yeah. Clark on the cover and Randall on the insides. It's kind of a cool cover, though. I like it. It's all
the Apocalypse Now homage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very moody.
Indeed.
Moody and grim as the Doom Patrol pops up out of the lake water, or the ocean water. I guess the ocean.
Probably the ocean.
Alrighty. So, in we get, and it is written by Keith Giffen and... Yeah, Ron Randall is completely on pencils.
Mm-hmm.
Art T-Bear, Inker, and all the rest. Okay, so we open up on the very first page, and we get Animal, Vegetable, Mineral Man waking up on an iceberg.
He's in the Antarctic, apparently.
He is in the Antarctic, and he's like, what the, again?
Has his costume always been that lame? What's up with that headpiece?
I think that's since he joined up with the frontman. Yeah. That's their idea of hip.
Oh, dear. It's awful.
Yeah.
The big window in the front, I'm not sure what that's like.
Who knows? Maybe this is what the new DC is going to look like. It's going to be all...
Actually, they're not far from wrong.
They're not far off, you know.
Preview images I've seen.
I know. Yes, it's time to... jump ahead a little. Anyway, like it or not, here's what he's wearing. And he's still got that funny flippy-do there, all buzzed around his head with a few bangs flipping around. Lovely look for him. Anyway, he wakes up in the Arctic, and he doesn't know what's going on, and way off on Oolong Island, the president is shouting again, who this time? And Blanca, her trusty aide, comes in and says, it's that Swedish guy with the tongue twister name. ATM Man or something.
Yeah.
Now that would be an awesome power.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, just hit my wrist and I'll spit some money at you.
Score.
Excellent. And she says, I'm assuming it's the same result. And the president sighs and says, just reel him in. Remind me again, she asks, why don't we just vaporize that damn bungalow? And Blanca reminds everybody that Danny's a pan-dimensional life form. Who knows what would happen if we disseminated his essence?
Sounds dirty.
Yeah. You betcha. And of course, the president agrees. She's like, right, dismissed. Veronica, and she's talking about herself now, and we will find out why shortly. Veronica, dear Veronica, how is it that such a button-down mind comes to accept an unknown of this magnitude? Or should I say unknowns? And then, of course, out pops Mr. Somebody, and he's been possessing Veronica Kale for a little while, and he explains that they're very fortunate that little island paradise caught his eye. Truth to tell, Mr. Jost had quite overstayed whatever welcome I granted him. Forced retirement is an unfortunate fact of life here at Mr. Somebody Enterprises. And Veronica Kale is not taking this meekly, she's like, "You're a parasite."
She's a tough old bro, that's for sure.
She is. She's like, "Hardly. I don't need your form for survival. You are, just like Mr. Jost was before you, simply a convenience. I've found that the perception of business as usual eases the stress of transition." She's determined to fight him every step of the way, and he's like, "I'm sure of it. Undoubtedly." But he then reminds her, "You should ask Mr. Jost how that worked out for him." And last I remember, the last we saw of Mr. Jost, he was just kind of a drooling dub-a-da-dub.
A derp-a-derp, as the internet kids like to say.
That's right. So clearly didn't work out so well. Then we get the splash page, and the title page is called Doomsday. And they, of course, then add their own little editorial comment. Nope, not that one, or not him. Because while this was going on, of course, Doomsday, the big killer,
whatever. The reign of the Doomsdays.
Was running through all the superbooks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This happens to be a Doomsday of another type.
So there's a whole bunch of cannons pointed at Danny the Bungalow.
That's right. They're determined. They are determined to take Danny out if they can. And hanging around inside Danny are what's left of the Doom Patrol. We got Crazy Jane and Ambush Bug wearing prison stripes.
Classy. Yeah. He's reading the laptop, which is coming in handy later.
Yeah, no kidding. Nice to know that Ambush Bug's plugged in there.
Yeah.
And then we got Dusty, the little pilot from issue 1 and 2, hanging around in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And Jane is like, "Oh, this would be so much easier. We're Clifford and his family here." Dusty says, "Jane, they're not really related." She's like, "Your point being?" "Look," says Dusty, "harassment's only going to get us so far." And Jane says, "Well, we're hardly in a position to do much else." And Dusty explains that Ambush Bug has just been teleporting them to the Arctic. And Ambush Bug reminds her, no, the Antarctic. And she says, "Look, they're just going to get angry enough and then nuke us." And Jane says, "Oh, I don't think they'd do that." "Yeah, you got that right. Those wackos in the hangar have ordnance that makes a nuke look like a cherry bomb." And Jane says once again, "It would be so much easier were Clifford and..." "Please, for the love of God," says Dusty, "stop saying that." And during this, Ambush Bug hears something or notices something, and he runs off. And Dusty just
He reads something online.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He sees something online. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The panel before, he's looking online and something catches his attention and off he runs. Dusty's like, "I'm never going to get used to that." "Any port in a storm, Danny." Oh, that's why, of course, I missed the little pillow swag there. Danny wants to interrupt, and of course the only way Danny can speak is by scrawling graffiti on some parts of himself. So Danny wants to interrupt. And so on the pillow it says, "If I may," and that's what Dusty can't get used to.
I never noticed that the first time either.
There you go.
They probably shouldn't have printed it in yellow.
Yellow makes it really hard to read. Yeah, yeah. However, when Danny has a speech, you don't want to ignore it. And Crazy Jane says, "Any port in a storm, Danny, what do you have in mind?" And we flash away to a different part of Oolong Island where the regular Doom Patrol are popping up out of the water. They are sneaking up onto the island there. They, of course, know all of the defenses on the island, so Cliff is directing them appropriately. He wants Negative Man to zap all the turrets and the little shoreline guns that they've got. So off he goes to do that, and Bumblebee pops out of Rita's purse, and she's like, "I'm never doing that again." Rita's like, "Did you have enough air?" And Bumblebee says, "You're just asking me that now." Yeah. Oh, she was in a plastic bag. Yeah, that's funny. She wasn't just in the purse. She was in a plastic bag in the purse.
Yeah, a Ziploc bag.
A Ziploc.
Little closures.
Totally keeps the air, and that's right. So while they're having that discussion, the little mushroom guns pop up. And Negative Man makes quick work of them. He zaps through them and takes them out. And Cliff says, "The upside is we're not getting blasted to ribbons. The downside is, of course, they know we're here."
There's that. Ah, well.
Yeah, you're welcome. And Cliff is like, what, I'm supposed to thank you for not screwing up? A card would be nice. Bumblebee's like, you two ought to take that show on the road. Stuff it, Duncan. Hey. Anyway, we zip back to the Antarctic and we find the bug lady. She's been popped off to the island. The island of ice there. And Blanca's telling the president that insect woman. Just retrieve her, damn it, she explains. Get her back here. And sure enough, they go do that. And Blanca's saying, you know, he keeps this up and those science squad geeks are going to overheat their portal. And Kale says, you're enjoying this, aren't you? I don't do enjoyment. No, Blanca's had clearly a tough life. And we may never find out what that tough life was, but...
Yeah, it's too bad.
Clearly, there was some sort of story there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And off Blanca walks, and the president's left alone. Yet another disappointment to add to a growing list. That one's attitude bordered on contempt. Respect is the very least you should expect. Demand. Respect, after all, is a gateway to fear. So she keeps jibber-jabbering along, and suddenly they get a little interruption there on the radio or on the computer phone there. And it is General Immortus interrupting.
He's like, pretty classy here.
Yeah. Kale's like, to what do I owe the honor? Spare me the charade. You are no more Veronica Kale than I am Bruce Wayne. Directed to the point. I like that. Your likes and dislikes are of no interest to me. Your latest acquisition, however. Is that what this is all about? She says. I would have thought that you, above all others, would understand, perhaps even approve. And he just says, I have no desire to live out the remainder of my life in a corporate state run by the likes of you.
I like how the outside of his submarine is—it looks like the Nautilus almost.
Yeah, it's very
all
Captain
old-timey
Nemo.
And whatnot. Yeah, yeah. And inside, he's got a nice recliner and a bunch of chicks running around with bikinis and tights on and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Very, very classy.
Just relaxing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're just having their jibber jabber back and forth, trying to justify their position to each other, and. And while they're doing that, he kind of lets it slip that the Doom Patrol is on their way to save the day, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
And that is where we come up to the Doom Patrol. They've come up upon some fortress wall there. And what are they doing here? Rita's figuring they can't just keep wandering around out in the open. And Cliff says, I'm thinking. And Bumblebee like, is something wrong? And Larry finally says, you know how Cliff's had me zapping all those security sensors so no one would know exactly where we were heading? I think I might have missed one. Cliff's like, what did you just say? Hold on there. And sure enough, that is where the animal, vegetable, mineral man pops up. And he's almost Swamp Thingy in his appearance
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he's pulling the full Swamp Thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
huge.
Ginormous planty creature and starts crushing Cliff and knocks the rest of the Doom Patrol out of the way. And
Larry's like, uh-huh, definitely missed one.
Yeah. While the rest of the what are they called? The front men come zooming in. So we got the porcelain assassin targeting Rita, and we've got the bug lady's creatures targeting Larry. And they do their little battle thing. Cliff is pulling apart Animal, Vegetable, Mineral Man. He's pulling his little plant thumbs off and and getting knocked around in the process. And Rita starts taking on the Porcelain Assassin. She grabs her, makes a ginormous hand, and kind of squishes her. Gives her a great big clothume in her hands and blows the... porcelain dust away. And just as the assassin's starting to reform, she just gives her another pounding. So keep doing that. And
beating her down.
That's right. That chick will never, ever reform. Which is fine. Then we got Larry zipping through all those little crazy purple monster creatures, making short work of them. But while he's doing that, the that Dr. Bug Lady, who's got a little bit of a thing for Larry there, she still wants to
jump his bones.
That's right. There
his
you go.
His radioactive bones.
That's right. Well, she sees Larry's lying there completely at her mercy, so she starts jumping on him. Mine at last. We will make such wonderful children. From the day I first saw you, I've coveted. But Bumblebee decides that's time for her to zip in there.
But no, cut her eye? That's gross.
I think so. She just kind of zaps it or scratches it or something. Yow.
Thanks.
Yeah. That does not go over well.
Fierce.
Bug Lady. Uh-huh. While she's getting angry, then the negative creature comes back, gives her a zap just before he pops back into Larry. Who, of course, is ambivalent about the whole thing. Figures, I finally get lucky, and it's a homicidal insect woman with the mating instinct of a praying mantis. So, no pitter-patter of little Larry feet? And that was uncalled for. And then we've got Cliff, buried in the head of Animal Vegetable Man. I love it. He's like stuck up to his waist in the forehead of AVM
burrowing
Man.
Into his head, yeah.
Yeah. Since when are you a killer, Steel? Says AVM Man. And Cliff just says, nice try. Long as you stay in this form, there's no way I can kill you, short of ripping your head off. Doesn't mean I can't find other ways of dealing with you. Let's see what happens if I pinch off a few of these. And he starts grabbing vines and veins and squishing them. And that, of course, does no good to AVM Man. He just comes crashing down and takes out a little squadron of mad scientists along the way as he...
The cannon people.
That's right, as he squashes down there. While that's going on, the ambush bug pops up. No longer wearing the prison stripes, he's now wearing a Hawaiian suit and a little vacation hat. He pops his head out. Hey, the doorbell's there for a reason. Oh, we've got company. And Larry's like, did we win yet? Bumblebee says, not even close. And they're, of course, shooting at stuff. And Cliff is letting the bullets bounce off his body there, trying to protect people. Crazy Jane runs out. Clifford, I knew you'd... Hang on to that thought, Janie. And Rita takes care of the machine gunners there. She just kind of swats them off the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jane gives Robot Man a great big hug there. My hero. He's like, a little bit premature, Janie. And then Larry comes up. How come he gets to be her hero? And Rita says, well, maybe because she can hug him and still have children someday. Ooh-hoo.
Good point.
Good point. And Cliff greets Dusty. He's glad she's there. And Dusty says, yeah, there's still the rest of the island we got to worry about. And Jane says, I don't think that's going to be a problem. Danny's been a little busy. And we get to see that Danny is... looks like he's possessing the island or something.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the vines and the branches of the nearby trees making the message, give the word and I shall...
I shake them off like fleas.
And Jane says, yeah, it's Danny the Island. All right. Really, says Rita. Okay, says Cliff. Shake them off like fleas. That is what it says. I think not. And at this point, we've got Veronica Kale possessed by Mr. Somebody, and she's she's got Jost there leashed to her.
He's drooling on the floor.
Drooling like a little drooly bug. Yes. So it looks like they're gearing up for one big showdown here. Jost says, some people just can't leave well enough alone. And Robot Man says, glad to be of service. Delightful as ever, Mr. Roboto. I was quite disposed to let you and your lot live out your lives in a state of simmering futility. Call it nostalgia for a more frivolous time. And we did have fun, did we not? Larry's like, define fun. Unfortunately, fun is no longer on the agenda. You have no idea how much more comfortable sitting down is in this host. Well, certain of you might, but I digress. You have, and no one is more surprised than I, quite played out your amusement value. The business of business is business, and the business of business has no room for cloying sentimentality. You understand? Larry's like, no. Actually, I really don't.
Shut up, you.
And then Cliff's like, bring it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we get ready for the big throwdown. Bring it, says Veronica. His last words go most appropriate, and that is when Ambush Bug pops onto the scene, and he starts whispering to her. She's like, "What? When did this happen? You're certain? Flash what?" They do realize we're right in the middle of the climactic. How many copies per month? No, no, I can see their point, but I'm sorry, I have no idea what a Didio is. All right. And Mr. Somebody pops out of Veronica. She falls to the ground, and Mr. Somebody's like, "All right then, pack it up. We are out of here." So Mr. Somebody and his henchmen kind of go through the portal that they've got. They're gone. And that leaves the Doom Patrol sitting on Oolong Island, and Rick Cliff is like, "Okay, what just happened?" And Crazy Jane says, "I do believe Mr. Bug has saved the day." "You can't be serious," says Bumblebee. "On occasion." Dusty Jan, she just reminds him, "Yeah, I think you won." And Ambush Bug's like, "Think again." "What's that supposed to mean?" says Cliff. And then we get to the last page, and kind of a quick wrap up there. And
apparently it's sometime later.
Sometime later, yep. And it's Cliff and Veronica speaking to each other. And they say, then he popped out, and that's the last anyone's seen of him. "What are you leaving out?" "What makes you think I'm leaving anything out?" "They had us, Cliff. MSE had us right where they wanted. Are you honestly expecting me to believe they walked away because of something that lunatic in a bug suit told them?" "I'm just telling you the way it happened. How are you holding up?" "I'll live. I don't think I'll ever feel clean again, but I'll live." "Yeah, you're welcome." So she says, "Your continued presence on Oolong, no strings attached. That wasn't thank you enough?" It's like, "Is there a reason you're hauling me down here?" Because they're, of course, walking down into the sub-basements. And she says, "I think you should see this." And they walk into the place where the chief had been kept in stasis or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Veronica says, "One of the techs discovered it shortly after that somebody character pulled out." "Discovered what?" says Cliff. And we see that Niles Calder's sense tank is broken open, and it's completely empty, and Veronica says...
Except for slime.
Yeah, lots except for slime. Lots of slime. "The souvenir Mr. Somebody decided to take with him. It looks like MSE has a new CEO." And Cliff is like, "Ah, for the love of..." And that brings us to the next issue box, which is, of course... Oh, right. Never mind. As they all turn their back and walk away on us. That's right.
We're not clever enough to have actual music drops.
So there you go.
Imagine sad Hulk music on your
head. That's right.
It's so disappointing that this is over now because there's so much stuff that's untalked.
There's like a ton.
What Gene was going to end up doing.
Yeah. You know, yeah, there's all kinds of stories that were probably percolating away back there.
The black hole dude, what happened to him?
Yeah, we didn't get to see him. We presumably he's off there on Oolong somewhere, but...
And now the chief is free to oppose the Doom Patrol again at some other day?
Yes, yes. If they
so
ever...
So much I know, wasted stuff.
If they ever decide to pick up on that. You get the sense that when they were ending these books, it was like... Yeah, we're giving you a day or two to wrap up your storylines. Have fun. Because every series that ended this month was like, same thing. Ending on a cliffhanger, and, but we're not coming back.
Yeah. So enjoy. Yeah. Imagine that it ended really well.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you got to end a book, this way was...
Well, he was lucky he had Ambush Bug.
Yes. Yes, when you got Ambush Bug.
Things and like that could actually work.
That can work, for sure. For sure. And as endings go, it was all right. It was an all right ending. And it fit with what he was doing with the book. But, I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, totally.
So many good things. So many good things, and we're not going to see them again for a little while anyway, since...
Definitely my favorite run since the Morrison run.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's good. I've loved how it's pulled everything together and still told its own stories while doing it. It's been good. It's been good. And we've had great artists. Matthew Clark was Wonderful. Where's he going off to? Ghost Rider, is that right?
Is he? I think so.
I think he's off. I think he's off in Marvel Land doing Ghost Rider, getting ready to do Ghost Rider or something. Yeah. So he's off doing whatever. And
he's got to do.
Whatever he's got to do. And Giffen is, of course, off to do, what is it, OMAC.
Oh, yeah. That's the other one. I was talking to my buddy.
That does look good.
Titles I was going to pick up. I'm like, I'm real tempted on that one, even if it is DiDio.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean,
DiDio.
Him and Giffen, they get along, I think. And
I think so, too, yeah.
That makes it okay there.
From what the guys say, the last couple parts of their Outsiders run was pretty good.
Yeah, so. What I read of the Outsiders when they were doing it together was okay. I liked it. So, with any luck, OMAC will capture some of that and we'll get some a little bit of Giffen somewhere.
Well, Giffen going full Kirby, too. That's can't go on with that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. It'll be good. It will be good. And maybe in 6 months' time, once some of the new books have found their place
shaking
or not.
Themselves out the way they will.
That's right. Maybe we'll get to see some more Doom Patrol. Maybe.
With any kind of luck.
Yes.
So what are we going to do now?
Oh, we got to do the Morrison stuff, I think.
Right.
That would be cool. I will be looking at it
dig
with
that up.
Fresh eyes.
Oh, bye.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm pretty much ready to go, too. I've got to find the very first Morrison issue.
19?
Yeah. And then I got this.
I have that one, I think. I think I'm missing one or two of the first arc.
Yeah. I think I've got...
I should just pick up the trade.
I know. I think about that, but then I think, I've got all the rest.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, I can pick up the black
one. I'll find it.
Conventions.
But it's not what I found. Like, even at, like, a unreasonable price, I haven't found it. It's like...
Yeah.
Bummer. It will show up this year, I'm sure.
Well, let's
feel it. In any case, yeah.
There's always Silver Age stories to keep us busy, and who knows, maybe we'll look at another guest appearance in somebody else's book or something.
Yeah, for sure. We'll keep things hopping.
As hopping as they ever get around Doom Patrol Headquarters.
That's right. Totally. In the meantime, you can send us a note. You can throw us an email at doompodtroll@gmail.com, or you can head on over to our website, doompodtroll.com, and visit us there. We've got all the episodes up, and you can click the link and comment away to your heart's content if that's what you want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we will see you all next week.
All right.
All right, catch you later.